Tes Vov Kislev, Sunday the 7th of December, Rabbi Michael Scharf, olive oil.
The topic of olive oil is quite interesting. People knew the customs of Yerushalayim, Yidden, to eat breakfast. Tugel Pitoi Bashemen, Michazal saying Tugel Pitoi Bashemen. Till today, we find a lot of Yerushalayim Yidden who early morning the breakfast is a piece of bread and olive oils. And then as once I was trying to figure out what was this, I wouldn't say minute, but this way of eating breakfast. I think it came up because Yerushalayim used to have a lot of olives. In Shet Beitzem, Herogil Bezeisim is kosher leshikcha. If someone just eat olives non-stop, it's kosher leshikcha. So in Mele, Shet, if you are adding some olive oil together with the zeisim, then the olives, and it's not kilu, you're eating just olives and such. So maybe that's why there's meaning. I think today they stayed only with the olive oil and not the olives. But it's interesting, fascinating issue. That the Chazal Zogen Tovel Pitoi Bashemen is still today customs. Just before we start to explain how the olive oil is and what to do with Hanukkah, I remember once being in a factory when we made the kosher Pesach olive oils, and after pressing, suddenly I see one of the workers coming with a huge tray of various type of bread, so many different type of bread, and to bring up, and he comes to me, he told me, please, Can you taste the olive oil? I had such a shock when I was walking in the factory. I didn't know how to bring food, but what was the idea of the bread? Then he apologized, he didn't know. But he said the custom is, and whenever they have a client coming and seeing the process of olive oil, so they like to taste the olive oil. So they bring in a huge variety of various type of bread, and they dip the bread into the oil to taste it. Till today, and we see what Chazal says, Zoibel Pitoi Bashemen, it's the same mamash till today. Yeah, of course. Now, olive oil on Hanukkah, I don't say it says any chidush, Be'emes is in the Gemara in Shabbos, it says kol hashmanim, many type of various type of oil that you're allowed to put on for Hanukkah. The aloche, kol hashmanim v'apsilet k'sherim min simen Torah Shein Gimel, ואף על פי שאין השמנים ממשוכם אחר הפסילה ואין אויר ניטלה יופי באויסון מפסילס, whatever different type of oil or psilis you're allowed to use on Hanukkah in the country when Shabbos. Shabbos need to be more careful to use only various type of oil and psilis and which are burning nicely in order to avoid a chash, as one will go and start moving along the oil or trying to make it to burn nicer. The Ramon brings from the Mortri and the Maharil, Umiu Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Min Amuvcha. The Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Min Amuvcha to use on Hanukkah, especially. We don't see the Ramon bringing the Davke Legabe Shabbat, the Apokoponi Legabe Hanukkah brings the Maharil state, he used to use the Hanukkah Licht Davke with the Shemen Zayis. The Ezer, the Santa Gemara, everyone knows. The Gemara in Shabbat of Chov Gimel Amud Beis, Herogil Bener, Havlen Bonim, Tamid Echachomim. In Rashi said, Bener Shabbat, Bener Chanukah. In some Roshim said, Herogil Bener was Herogil Bener. Everybody is mechuyev to put on Chanukah licht and to put on the Shabbat candles. Vus is the Grois Echidosh in Herogil Bener. Some Roshim said, Herogil Bener, it means he makes an issue to ensure that the candles are burning properly. And by what? By using Shemen Zayis. And so, Rogil Bener, with Rogil Bener and using Shemen Zayis, having learned Bonim Tamid Chachomim. Rashi himself, in Shabbat, doesn't say Shemen Zayis. But some of the said, this must be, otherwise, anyway, the Chiddush. So, there are various types of olive oils available on the market, and we're trying to elaborate the fact and a bit of a halacha point of view in all the three. There are, what we all know, the extra virgin oil. There are olive oil, and there is something else which is called pomace oil. And then, recently, it appeared on the, I would say, on the kosher market, a certain oil which is called lehadloka veloy la'achile. They write on the bottle, for burning, but not for consumption. So we need to understand what is the difference between all those categories and what really were you allowed or not allowed, if there is any restriction on pi aloche. As we saw, the Ramo says quite clearly that kol hashmoni mishemen zayis is mitz min amufre. The shemen zayis, the Gemara in Menoches Atrevov, the Gemara said there are 9 different types of pressing of the zeitim, the olives, in order to make olive oil. The best is extra virgin oil. Aber be'emes in the Mishnah Vaisos, you're taking megarger ubirui shavais. You go onto the tree, you take olives which have ripened properly, and you leave it to drop his oil naturally, without any press. So you don't have any shmorim or anything inside, and the oil will come out slowly. This is the best of the best of the olive oil. This is rishoin with the Gemara Riftas of the olives. Today, megargeber shazais, it's true, you leave it to ripen a little, as much as you can, but it is very difficult, because if you have an olive tree, you have so much in everywhere, you have olives all around, and it's impossible for the sun to start shining and ripening all the olive everywhere, and it's not like they used to do, just pick up one by one and press, you know, as they go. Today, they just press everything together, they shake the tree with usually special machines which shake the trees, or by hand, and they take all of the olive in once, and they start pressing it. So we don't have what we call megarger ubirui shazayis, the special type. You have a mixture of what has been ripened, and has a bit less ripened. Once ripened, once all the olives are in the factory, the process on the extra virgin oil is kimad the same that it used to be many, many years ago. These two types, today the wood press of Beis Abad is kimad not so shchiyah. There is still some places, but today they have the same thing that they used to have, stones grinding basically. You have 3 stones which turn round. So you put your olive onto a massive plate, which is also a stone, not stomach concrete, a stone base, and you have the 3 stones which turn around, which is also based in Beis Abad, of a difference that you used to have with a piece of wood pressing, but they're doing it in turning around to crush the olives together. The oil will come through a filter, and the shmorim will stay completely separate and goes to a different tank. We'll see what they're doing with it in a minute. They don't waste anything. So the first oil, this was they call extra virgin oil, is the first cold press, and it's done. That's what they call cold press, and they are pressing the oil. This oil goes through a filter, and it is bottled. Either it's kept in storage, and then it's bottled, but there's nothing usually added to it. The wording extra virgin oil, in order to get the status of it, you need to be a certain acidity, at least less than 1% acidity. The less acidity in the oil is better commercially, more tasty, less acids. And therefore you can see when you buy a bottle of oil, you see 0.5, 0.4, 0.8. Every company will, for them, it's a selling point to write the amount of acidity, as long as it's less than 1%. If it's above 1%, it goes out of the status of extra virgin oil, and they cannot call it extra virgin oil. Although it was the first press, it was a cold press, it's not the quality, and they need to stay, it goes on the plain olive oil. This is the regular extra virgin oil which is done. Then the shmorim, the leftovers, is not wasted. There's a lot of oil still in it, and they need to re-extract. So the item in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, which one goes back into the Gemara in Menoches, we all see they repress the shmorim. So there are 2 ways to do it. Either you just repress it again, so special press, but it's not stone press, because you're not crushing the all the olives, they've already been crushed. You're just going to a certain press, you press together the what they call the pomace, the shmorim itself, and then you get the leftover oil which comes out, and then you separate it from the dirt, from the pieces, or there is a different technique today, what they call a live steam injection. They insert in, on the pomace, what they call live steam, so you are cooking this, in fact, you are cooking this pomace, what they call, and then by adding the injection, the live steam injection, you're helping maturing and softening all the particles of the pomace, of the leftover of the shmorim, and then when you press it, you get the maximum oil which comes out, and this is what they call pomace olive oil. Pomace olive oil, it means that it came out from the pomace, which is the shmorim, by mechanical extraction, but you added something. This is also an addition of some enzyme. Many times companies will add certain enzyme, a special ingredients was put in it in order to soften the fruit, soften the pieces of the olives in order to be able to extract much easier. This is what they call the pomace olive oil.
Pomace.
It's a solid bit of the olive which is left over after you press the first press. So pomace olive oil is one type. Obviously, it's not the extra virgin. It's not the extra virgin oil, but it's also maybe one of the nine type of oil which the Mishnah count in Noches. It's not clear because the Gemara doesn't mention the addition of steam. We're talking about just pressing and again pressing a different type. But Kaponim, we see that it's a different way of extracting the oil from the shmorim. The only difference is when you start using steam into pomace to remove the oil, you're then extracting various other things as well, gums, various wax, which is naturally in the olives. And so then when you extracted this oil, you need now to separate the various components which is inside, because you don't want to have all the little things. So because you're extracting the pomace oil, the oil is illegal to be just used for human consumption as it is. You need to carry on what they call the refining process to refine it and to remove various particles inside, like wax, odors, and various things, and you then it allowed to be used for human consumption. And this is what they call light olive oil, because by the addition of the refinery, you are making it much more light in it, you extract it more from the olive oil. Now, if you stop after the extraction of the steam extraction, what they call, yeah, and then you don't carry on any further process, you're not allowed to eat it, legally. Avad beitem, it's an olive oil, but legally, under the legislation, you're not allowed to eat it.
Why?
Because it's not finished for the human consumption, because you have some various residues inside, like wax you have inside, odors, and so you need to remove it.
Dangerous?
It's not really dangerous. It's not, you can eat it. Bahamas, if they used to sell it years ago, that's what they used to do, sell it, but the legislation has changed. If you want, you need to stop and doing it. The difference is for tax purposes. On a tax purpose basis, which if it's something which is not food consumption, have a different tax basis on what you are paying for. So what actually happened when we see oil which says lehadloka veloy la'achil, it's very popular in Eretz Yisrael. What they have done, they decided, look, let's one second, people are spending a lot of money for olive oil for Hanukkah, so in Meile, let's try to remove, to make it a bit cheaper. They stopping the process before the de-waxing, before the final refining. So automatically you don't have this legislation which gives you, it's a human consumption. You need to write only for burning oil. And mainly you have a bigger discount on the tax purposes. Yeah? But the MS is still an olive oil. You can eat it. It was a huge issue a few years ago, if you're allowed to use it or not. Various poskim in our generation, some say yes, some say no, but I think it was missing the understanding of what actually the process is. You need to remove various little things, but you can use it. The difference if when it gets cold, you have much more residue, it becomes much more harder and so on. But it is edible. The only thing is, if the legislation tells you you're not allowed to eat it, this is enough not to be used for the menorah. Akoponim, we see this is what it is Lehadloke, when we see, we're going to see some bottles that are floating around, which is called Lehadloke Veloi Lehachida. I think today the government have catched the thing, and obviously the tech people are going on top of this. I mean, about it can happen, why not? So, Akoponim, we see the various stages of the process of the olive oil. Now, what we see is that all this type of olive oils are straightforward press, either by cold press and extra virgin oil, or they are further steamed. What is the shaila halachedik which calls us in the olive oils? The MSC is there are a few stages of why olive oil need to be very careful. First of all, even if we're taking pure extra virgin oil, olive oil, there are many, and I think according to some survey, I'm talking not our survey, talking about government survey, approximately 40% of the manufacturers are diluting the olive oil with other oils as well. So they will add some soy oil, mainly soy oil, because it looks like it blends very good and it's very difficult to detect. Exactly to the percentage, half obviously to date, the technology has gone by and it's easy to detect more and more. But I think it used to be till between 6 and 8%. I think it was easy, you couldn't detect the different oils in that. Because what you're detecting, I think, is a fatty acid inside, so it was quite difficult. Nevertheless, there are over 40% of the government reports, companies, not some outside, we're talking in Europe, who have diluted and added various different oils in the olive oil. So,
60 or
6 to 8.
Between
6 and 8%. Yeah, but there, I think more than 40% of companies which have been caught, adding some various blend or various oil in different quantities.
Is it still called virgin?
Yeah, they still called it virgin oil.
Pure virgin.
Of course, it's illegal. I'm not saying it's illegal. So now the MSC is two things. Legabe Kashu's point of view of Adloka for Hanukkah. Okay, so it's not 100% olive oil. I mean, but it's a kusha. I've added the problem with the Pesach and so on. But if someone wants to have a pure 100% a pure olive oil, we have a problem. This is an official report, which is a government report. It's not something which very, very interesting. This is one thing. The other issues which it happened more and more in is transportation of the olive oil. Now, the olive oils are not produced here in the UK. They are produced more in Spain, Italy, Cyprus, and instead of bringing ready bottled olive oil, and you are paying more for the bottles on transportation of a lot of air, in fact, they are bringing lorry trucks with liquid olive oil, and then they are unloaded here in the UK, and they are bottled here. Now the problem is the controlation of the transport lorries. You never know what the lorry have transported before. Many of them transported wine, dairy product, dvor masurim, different oil, which shumam min achai, and so on. And the question is, if shemen zayis is a dovo charif, or which means that after if it's been left in a keli also after 18 minutes will be ready, the shemen will be also. It's a machloek zaposkim in prichodosh is zeish tak machmenet in chospeit hasing simen tov mem zay primegoldim as well. What?
Anyway, it's transported over 24 hours.
Oh, the other thing with anyway, transporting back. So if we are looking from the nearest places like Italy, Spain, we could have sometime managed under 24 hours, but not anymore with the regulation of the lorries. It's always very difficult. So whatever happened, we have an issue of a kovush definitely of 24 hours. So this caused a problem. Now, all this caused a problem as far as eating it. Now, who said you're not allowed to use those four hard locust nets? The Shari Tshuva in Simen Tov Reshayin Gimel, the Behetev, and later on the Shari Tshuva, brings up an interesting story of someone have melted a piece of butter into a pot, a fleischige pot, a meaty pot, which has been used for meat in the last 24 hours. So the piece of butter was melted in a pot in meat. It became the mamash also. Bosol v'cholov. Are you one allowed to use this fat for the hadlokas neres Chanukah? So because the ma'ase, the oil became also. So it's a whole issue in Shaar Ephraim, and a bigger machlokes according to Shaar Ephraim, very interesting. Shaar Ephraim said that it is also because michtet shiur, because bosol v'cholov is also banor. So automatically you're mechuyov to put on the menorah for half an hour, a certain amount of time. So automatically you don't have a shiur because it's also ma'anor. So there's a lot of achronim arguing with no mechtav shiur, he's not like Avodah Zorah and so on. Interesting topic in Torah Shain Gimel. There is a moedek chidush from the Shev Yankov. Shev Yankov said, very interestingly, that Bishas Chazal was mesaken hadlokes neres Chanukah, they compared it to the menorah, to the hadlok in the Beis HaMikdash. When in the Beis HaMikdash, there is a halacha definitely of half a look, we have a person mechuyev, is irrelevant when, summer, winter, long long night or not, mechuyev, it is a shiur of how much it is. The same thing of menure, Chazal said, is a half an hour. This is the zman, it is a shiur of hadloka. So, mainly you mechuyev to put a certain amount of time of shemen. It's not only that you need to burn, it's irrelevant how it burns. But this is of acroponim. Of course, we're talking about the dvor also ba'anol, like boss of a cholov. Most of the poskim sham as matir sham oiser. These are primegodim legabechem. We're talking. But one thing I do want to tell you: it's not only a shayla which happened hundreds of years ago. We had it in fact a mashgiach whose his flight was cancelled on Erev Chanukah back home, and he took over a sleeper train. And he didn't have choice. When he went into the train, then he realized, oh, he went to the Chanukah tonight, what should I do? And he melted his butter with a fire lighter on the train, onto a spoon, and he put on a Chanukah licht on the train. So, eventually I asked him, was it a fleischig spoon or not? Actually, but he was from his yogurt port. So, fine. But Agoponim, we see that it's something which can happen. It's not something out of the world. It's something that happens. You can easily melt a piece of butter and you use it for Chanukah licht. So, be emes api aloche, we're talking even the chemer, the bosel, the cholo, we're talking only because it's also ba'anor. Even oil which has been transported in a truck over 24 hours is definitely not issu de rabbono fin kovush. If, according to some other, maybe is even noistam nivgam, maybe b'ashem zayin sizor v'charif is noistam nishvach, or be pashtes zicher oibyo issu de rabbono.
So behemoth. 24 hours to do with August.
Oh, if you transport the olive oil from the country of origin where they press it, in a keli which was also, which had wine in it, or had fat from animal fat in it, you'll have blias after 24 hours, because you're not allowed to leave a kosher liquid in a keli, a non-kosher keli, for 24 hours. The same thing, you're not allowed to leave milk, yeah, kosher milk, cold, in a pot, in a meaty pot for 24 hours, the pot and the milk became also. Because if you leave a liquid 24 hours in a pot, it's like cooking. Exactly like cooking. So mainly he also, we have the transportation make out the problem. So the MS is like, concerning Chanukah of our Glocke, there's no issue of buying just plain regular extra virgin oil, because this is, extra virgin oil is the number one Meile legabe hadloker from the Neure, and to use it, although one is entitled to use a different one, different olive oil as well. There is 9 different type of olive oil which the Mishnah referred to. All of them are between them, so definitely is a mutter. Now the only question can be maybe a little bit a problem of kosh, but again it's not to the rabbon, or it's been diluted a little bit with a different oil, which again, it's a vital and a different kol hashmanim mutor. The choyer thus should be definitely mutor. Now, the gabe pesach is something else. The gabe pesach, or even to eat it, not only for pesach, even to eat olive oil during the year, lechatchile one definitely should be in makpid, because either you have a problem of transportation, they are bottled, and some of them could be well be bottled on site. If one knows definitely that this particular brand has been bottled on site, there is such a thing, then there shouldn't be any problem. The worst come to the worst, it'll be diluted to a little bit of vegetable oil. I'm talking, there's no mamish isurim in it. For Pesach, obviously, it's completely something else. I want us to finish the Amud Rambam in Perek Zayin, in Eretz Yisurim Mizbeach, when the Rambam brings over the Tisho meaning Beshemen, Mipnei Shinui Ma'asov. So the Rambam brings the first one, like we said, the first olives, which is taken from the tree. So these are different. In the Beit HaMikdash, there were two different uses of the olive. One was for the menorah, and the other one was for the melochas. So Rashi brings in the Tzaveh, Kosis Lamoir, Sedua Aloche, about the menorah need to be Zoch. This is the first breath, which was used for the menorah. But for melochas, you could use any of the nine. So the Rambam asked the question, ומאחר שכולם קשרים למנוחס לא מונימנו, if the case is that all of them are kosher to use for the menochas, why did the Chazal need to count or receive all the nine different way of producing the oil, which one is they all okay anyway? So the Rambam kedeleda yofesh en lemalo mimenu, in order to we should know which one is the best and to go accordingly. If we don't have one, we go to the second stage. Look, the Rambam, something very nice. Kedei leda yofesh en lemalo menu veashove veapochis shoroitze lezakus atzmoi yokuf yitzro yorav yachiv yodo viyovi korbono min hayofer hameshubar biyoitzer sheboyitzer amin shiyovi mimenu. Look, the Rambam, that a person, the Torah want to let us know that a person should work on oneself when he bring a korban to bring from the best. Vaisos is Yitzhak tells you anyway, you're mutter by A, B, or C. Was it different? Well, but you need now to guy to spend so much money to bring the extra virgin. Go and bring one any of the nine. They're also mutter. So the Rambam show Roitzel Lizkois Atzmo Yikuf Yitzhakora Viachiv Yodu Vyavienu. And the Rambam said, Are Nema Batira, Behevel, we all know the Pasha Behevel, and also, Vuadin Bechol Dovor Shu Leshem Hokel Atoiv, Shie Minano Vatoiv. And everything what we do for the Ribbono Shel Olam should be on the same way, to try to get the best at first, and we can't achieve, should go to the, we can then settle for the second, but not Lechatchile to go to second. In Bono Bais Beit Tvilo, I think we can see it here, Yie Noe, מבית ישיבו סוי, האכיל רוי ויאכיל מן הטויב, והמוסות שבשולחון רוי. Somebody have a guess, only give them the best what can be. Or whatever, כיסר אור ומייחס מן היופי שבקסור סוי, יקדיש דובור, יקדיש מן היופי שבנחוסו. A person, we learn from this limud from Chanukah, how Chanukah, everybody is so marked to try to get extra virgin oil, and we all spend a bit more to have something. So it's a limud from Chanukah, towards all other mitzvahs, when we do for the Baruch Shel Olam, we should all never try to settle for a second. We should always try to settle for the best. And I remember I heard once from a mashgiach, from a yeshiva, he told me then, he remember when he was a child, Baruch Hashem, his parents had money enough and he was privileged enough to go every Yom Tov to buy a suit. And he remember when he used to come back home, his father said, no, you bought the best suit? Yeah. But in this case, go and give it back. And bring me the second one. Then you know, the second best. For Ruchnius, he said, you need to never settle for a second best. For Gashmi, the person need to learn, I need to go to settle for a second best. And this is the MSD sold from the Rambam. When we talk about Ruchnius, a person should always try never to settle for a second best.